Blog Talk Radio.
Day. God bless you. We're going to release the line to Ambassador Hagen, and she will give us our lead in, our station identification. God bless you, and give us our instructions.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to MTA Radio on blogtalk.com. This is Ambassador Dr. Toby Hagen, and we're here to give the instructions. To mute your line now, press the number 6 and the star key. You hear the appropriate announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press star 6 and the number 1, and the host will be with you immediately. A few things you want to avoid. Avoid coughing into your phone, clearing your throat, or clearing your sinus. No sleeping, no snoring. You want to respect the time of one who attends a local church service or is one in the presence of dignity. Please be sure you do not use your speakerphone mode while participating. Please be sure you're not open to phone lines close by each other, such as cell phones, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jack, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room to phone holding private conversations. It certainly will become public knowledge. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as participate, bear in mind, the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. And we do welcome all of our guests from all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. For those of you who are joining us, remember to follow the instructions on the device that you've logged up with, and you too will be able to be a participant. Again, I want to thank all of you for joining the First Group International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christians and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. God bless you. And we're here this morning to give God praise and adoration. Thank you for coming from every church affiliation and denomination and background and economic strata and all of you. We know that we have many leaders on the line and great people. And we do give you the proper respect and just saying thank God for you. Amen. We're here to praise God together. We're here to pray together and to praise Him together. And God, oh my God, He deserves all the glory and all the praise. We do humble ourselves before Him, ask Him to forgive us for any sins, anything we've done that He was not pleased with, asking not only for us, but for all persons on this line. We want God, please, we want God to take over and take control. Amen. God is so ultra awesome. I can't describe Him with words, but let me tell you something. He, oh my God, He is something we can't describe. Just somebody we cannot describe. I love Him. I thank Him. I praise Him for all things. Amen. I want to just request some of you great, great persons on the line. Amen. If you would lead us in prayer this morning. Ambassador-elect Cullen, if you would help us and lead us in prayer. And I don't know, Mother Wilson, are you there too? Mother Wilson, you're a great trooper, amen. And I know you've been having some problems on the line, trying to get on the line. your phone company. But I want to just tell you, we welcome you. If you would pray this morning, if you hear me. And let's get, let me ask, if you can this morning, Ambassador Hagen, can you come back and pray at the close here? Come on, Ambassador-elect Cullen, amen, pray for us, and then Mother Wilson, and then close with Ambassador Hagen. God bless you.
Father God in heaven, Lord, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. We thank you for all the ways you have made, all the doors you have opened. We even thank you, Lord, for the doors that you have closed for our sake. God, we thank you, Lord, for our first family, Lord. We thank you for our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, their family, their children, Lord, their grandchildren, Lord. Ask that you would protect them all, Lord. Watch over Bria, Lord, and the Marines, oh God. Protect her and keep her safe, oh God. Keep her body well, oh God. Watch over her and protect her, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Bless all the family, Lord, their daughter, Demetra, and Raphael, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Keep them from all who is harm and danger. Bless them with the desires of their hearts, Lord. Bless their church, oh God. Amazing grace to receive blessings that you have promised to give to them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you on this morning. We bless your name and we praise you, Lord. We honor you, Lord, because you are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are a wonderful God, Lord, and we just love you on today. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness and your kindness, Lord. We thank you for every ambassador. We thank you for every ambassador elect that's on this prayer line, Lord. Thank you for the mother to the nations, oh God, on today. And we just bless your name, and we ask that you would protect us on this day, Lord. Lead, God, and direct us, Lord, and keep us, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, from all sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God. And we just bless you on today, Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, praise your name, Father. Father, we just thank you right now.
Thank you for all of this you have done for us. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you for bringing us out. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you for the portion of health and strength that you have given us. And we thank you, oh God, for all that you've done for us. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, dear God, to look on each and every one that's on the prayer line. Look on the leaders and give them more wisdom, God. Continue to give all of us wisdom to know how to go in and out before your people. Help us to walk in the way that you would have us to walk. Help us to keep the commitment that we have made before you and before men. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, dear God, to show us how and lead us to the right path and how to walk in that path in the name of Jesus. Because we want to lift you up. We want to live for you. We want to do what we can for you while we're in this world in the name of Jesus. And dear God, look on the prayer line. Continue to bless us. Continue to take us down here. Use, oh God, for higher heights and deeper depths in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you for life today. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you because you've been good to us. We thank you for the strength that you have given everyone. Oh, God, and look on our cities and look on our countries in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know how we are, and you know how our countries are. Oh, God, and we thank you, and just thank you because you have given us to know your word. Oh, in the name of Jesus, help us to abide by it. Help us to learn what you mean when you say walk in that way of holiness. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the ambassador. Look on his family. Look on Dr. Hayes and his family. In the name of Jesus, God, that is son. That come before us, we want you to look on them and look on the hearts. Look on ambassadors, on everybody, oh God, that is on the prayer line. We know that you're able to do it. Lord Jesus. And we ask you to look on all our families and wherever they may be. Give them strength. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge. And bless them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ambassador Hagen.
Your name, Almighty God. We thank you right now because you alone are God and beside you there is none other. We lift you up. We magnify you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Thank you for all just being who you are. There's nobody like you. There's nobody beside you. There's nobody that can ever compare to who you are. We're so grateful to you this morning, Father. We appreciate your goodness in the land of the living. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for any way being able to broadcast this great program, First Fruits International Worldwide Presentation and Broadcast with our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Chief Ambassador. Thank you for him. Thank you for his wife, Ambassador Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Thank you for their family. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you for what you're doing on the First Fruits prayer line, on the youth prayer line, on the DDJN Block Talk Radio ministry. We give you praise, Father, for all that you're doing. We thank you this morning. Thank you for every ambassador and every ambassador's spouse and every ambassador's family. Father, we pray your blood covering upon this great man and upon everyone who has been assigned to help in this great work. Father, we thank you now for everyone who's listening from all over the world. We thank you for the 100 million listeners. We thank you, Father, for the 195 countries. We thank you, Father, for how you're expanding this work and how you're increasing it and how, oh God, you are allowing this great movement to also begin in the hearts and the minds of every individual household. We thank you, Father, because we know even now celebrities are taking on the thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father, the media are taking on the thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father, even the card our printers are taking on the thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we give you praise because many lives are being changed. We thank you because many souls are being delivered. We thank you, Father, even the young people are being transformed by knowing of this great movement. Father, we thank you. Ears haven't heard, eyes haven't seen, neither has it been into the hearts of men, the thing that you have already planned for this great work and this great ministry. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you. Now, Father, continue to have your way. Continue, oh God, hallelujah, to do what only you can do. Father, we pray for the election. We ask you, oh God, to have your way in this election in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that Senator Clinton and Mr. Trump, these are people that you have created. You have created each of them. You know your creatures. You know whom you have called to represent at such a time as this. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to bring peace on the forefront. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, and allow your will to be done for your glory. We give you praise. We thank you right now. Father, allow unity and allow peace, oh God, to come forth. And allow all the violence and all the bickering and all the strife and all the fighting and fuming and all the stuff that humans do to try to bring each other down. Father, we speak peace in the midst of all of the strife. Let your peace rule. We pray for peace. Not only the peace of Jerusalem, but we pray for the peace of our country. We give you praise. We thank you now. Now, Lord, just have your way. We speak peace even here where we are now, and we thank you. We thank you. Pray for the kids that are in school, those that are traveling, those the parents, those that are in the hospital that they can shut in, those that have to go through various treatments, radiology and chemo. We pray for those, your loved ones, Lord, that you will be with them no matter what the procedure, whatever the treatment, you'll be with them. You'll hold their hands on the journey. You'll strengthen them. You'll bring them through. We thank you now because there's victory in your name. We lift you up. We just glorify you, awesome God, magnificent, glorious, terrific, greater than the greatest. We thank you now. Now we thank you for your love. We praise you for victory on this line. Victory like we have never seen. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Call it done. It is so. Amen, amen. God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much and all these beautiful prayers. Thank you, all of you. You were wonderful and you did wonderful. I just want to just see who's awake. Amen. Amen. If I speak to you, I know you'll speak back. Amen. Good morning to everybody on this line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And who on here has a high praise? I know. You know, if God has done something for you, Lord, it makes your praise go up.
Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So let's open it up to every area code. If you want to now, God doesn't want your praise if you don't want to praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we open up our lives and allow him, oh God, he will use us for his glory. Allow him to use you for his glory in any capacity. Just say yes. And don't let your yes be limited to anything. Just say yes to him on today. Give him another yes.
Yes.
Don't let it be limited to
situations, circumstances, income, household.
Don't let it be limited to anything. And I would say yes all the time. I kept saying yes, Lord. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll say whatever you want me to say, Jesus. My soul says yes, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to the old God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
And he has never been wrong since 1988, based on history. And he said, and I quote him this morning, he said that Mr. Trump is going to win the election.
Mm-hmm.
This, look at the climate of the people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the things that you heard Trump say.
Oh, Jesus.
And the people have not.
Trump can't do that, but the Lord let him do.
But look at what, read the 13th and 14th chapter of Revelation, and you'll see what the Lord will let him do.
Mm-hmm.
Read Revelation. But this man has predicted this thing since 1988. I'm saying this to alarm y'all. I'm trying to alarm you. Read Revelation 13 and 14. And it's all in symbolism, but ask the Lord to reveal the symbolism to you. I'm going to deal with the symbolism in just a few days here. I'm doing a word study. I'll be doing a word study on it that will help us all. But there, in these chapters, you'll see that whoever this is will come against the saints.
Yes, yes.
Don't come against the saints. And but I'm not going to give it all to you. I want you to read Revelation 13th chapter and the 14th chapter. And you will see that the climate of the world is so that they will accept call right, wrong, and wrong,
mm-hmm.
right.
Wrong, right. Amen.
This is
my God. Confirmation, Dr. Johnson. Confirmation.
And all the people around, look at the crowds that are following a man that is a, has made tremendous racial statements.
Mm-hmm.
And people follow it. They like all this frenzy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crowd of the day now. The crowd of the day follows trends. I talked about this last night. They follow trends. What are trends? In other words, that's whatever the people grab, whatever they're doing, what they think. Some time ago, we saw some people nationwide who promulgated or pushed, pushed shacking, man. And so now the trend is that, you shack. That's just a normal thing for folks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't follow the Bible. Amen.
No more.
It's just the Bible now. Amen. Love your neighbor. No. Be humble. No. The trend, look at the trend of the day is to be arrogant. That's the popular thing. And arrogance is a sign of the Antichrist. Arrogance is a sign of the devil. Look in heaven. He started trying to think he was, going to be God and wanted to take over heaven. Arrogance is the trend of the day. Amen. That's why they started teaching young people some time ago the arrogance of the day. And they started teaching, you all that and baggy chips and all that. The arrogance is the trend of the day. But it is the sign of the Antichrist. It is a sign of demonology. Amen. Because if you study heaven and what happened there, you'll see that arrogance is a sign of the devil of the day. Anytime you find people who are tremendously arrogant, it simply means that they got demons inside of them. You watch what I'm saying. Try to steer with the spirit. Because it comes from satanic power that was revealed in heaven. If you get in the word, you'll understand what I'm saying. You can't understand what I'm saying if you own the natural. You'll have to get in the spirit realm to understand these things. So these things are very heavy. They're not heavy by Bernard Johnson. They're heavy by the Spirit of God. These are deep things. Revelation is a deep book. You have to get in the spirit to understand it. But arrogance surrounds Satan. Check it out. Run scripture, and you'll find what I'm telling you is true. It surrounds me. What surrounds Jesus? Arrogance? No. Humility surrounds Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Check his life. Read his life. Everywhere you read his life, he was humble. How do you think he went to the cross? He had to be humble to go to the cross. He wasn't an arrogant man to go to the cross. He was then saying, y'all can't do that to me. I'm Jesus. See, mm-hmm. you got to check the Word of God out. So see, this trend nowadays is to do everything against the Word. Why do you think they're teaching in society everywhere about don't whip your children? Because it's against the Word. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, the Word. Everything coming against. Why do you think that was a movement years and years ago about taking prayer out of the school to start? One of the main places it started right there. The trend of the day is to do what people want, passing laws
that's
of
right.
what people want,
Amen.
Not what the Word says. So you've got even new Christians who don't even go by the Word.
Amen.
They go by the trends.
Trends. You know? Amen.
Trends. They do what they see on television.
Amen.
Just start reading the Word, you'll understand.
Amen.
They do what they see on television, because that's the trend of the people. Even when they, you know, they have itching ears in this day and time. Yeah. In other words, they want to hear what their fancy, you know, what helps them, you know. They don't want to hear the gospel.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Gospel. They want things to tickle their fancy.
Amen.
This is the day that we're in.
Amen.
Check out 2 Timothy 4:2. He says to us, preach the word, be instant in season.
In season.
Out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. With all longsuffering and doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, for the time will come when they will not endure
sound doctrine.
People don't want to. They don't want to hear sound doctrine.
They want to hear
something too. But after that, after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth verse, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Amen.
Some folk you can't even give the truth to.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Because they've been so overwhelmed with the world and have itching ears. They've turned their ears away from the truth. They don't want to hear the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They want to hear little stories, you know, that tickle their fancy and things like that. Amen. Even watch on television, people, they have itching ears, you know. If you can tell them how you're going to get $1 million, how you're going to get this, how you're going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything that will just build them up in their spirits away from the gospel. Because the gospel hurts people. You know, the gospel, the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to hear the truth. They have turned their ears. Even right now, somebody trying to change the station. Even right now, they try to get busy right now so they won't hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the demon trying to cause you not to hear the truth. This is the last day. They have turned away their ears from the truth. They don't want to hear it. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the demons inside of them don't want to hear it.
Don't want to hear it.
Trying to control your life. And she'll be turned unto fables. They want to. Like little children, they want fables like that. Anything that's of substance, they don't want to hear it. Amen. All right, Ambassador Stern, are you on the line?
I'm here, sir.
I hear your voice. I hear you. All right, you rest. Amen. Maybe the Lord is having me talk about this for a reason.
That's
Amen.
Good. My voice is very shaky, but I'll be here, sir.
All right. You know, let me read that 2 Timothy. I read 2, 3, 4. That's where to find it. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove. What does reprove mean? Anybody? Somebody jump in there and tell me what reprove means.
Check out the thing. Check out the word. Amen. Reprove. Amen. Check it out. Amen. Search the scriptures.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Search the scriptures. Check it out. So, you know, wait. You know, the spirit here. You know, don't just take anybody's word. Read it for yourself. Amen. I'm not only to exhort. What does exhort mean? Anybody, what does exhort mean? Give me just a minute. Give me in the ballpark. What does exhort mean?
Encourage.
To encourage.
Lift up.
Lift up. Yeah.
Lift up.
Yeah.
But is that Timothy you in? Chief Ambassador, is that Timothy you in?
Yeah, 2 Timothy 4.
Yeah, and Timothy wants us to exhort the word of God to one another. And when you exhort, you are exhorting Jesus at the same time when you're encouraging. You give them scriptures, and Timothy was a teacher. And you give them scriptures that will help them and build them up. Something that will encourage them. And when you do that, you're lifting also up the name of Jesus at the same time.
That's right. You're lifting up. You're exhorting. Then it tells me I'm to rebuke, too. Yeah. What does rebuke mean, y'all?
Let them know when they're wrong. Tell them the truth.
All right. Good. Let them know when they're wrong. And go back to reprove. What did y'all say reprove means?
Okay. I say to examine the word. Reprove
exactly.
What you're doing. Yes. Study to see what is going on. Even in where I am, my pastor say, go home and study, you know, because sometimes when I'm going real fast, I could be wrong about something, you know. But go home and study. I'm not wrong about something, but I could misquote a scripture. You know, they got all these new versions around now, and people trying to get away from the real word from the King James. It's okay to read those other versions, but don't bring it in the church. And we don't know, you know, the old saints can repeat the word. I'm through with that. Amen. But you got to reprove that word, because they'll come in and give us another doctrine that we know not of. That's what they say. The word say that. So this new generation, they don't even have the King James Version. They got a whole different type of Bible that the Lord did not send the messengers to write.
Yeah. And you get into word, and the word gives you caution. It warns you.
Yes.
We are to warn people. That's why I got y'all reading 2 Timothy this morning, because people in this day and time, I'm warning you, people in this day and time, they don't want to hear sound doctrine. They turn their ears away from truth. They're like little children. They take their hands and cover their ears up. They don't want to even hear it. Say, I don't receive it. And it's the truth, but they don't want to receive it. That's the nature of people nowadays. We're in the last day, folks, whether we realize it or not. And why did I come to you all and tell you this? Have you read the 13th chapter and the 14th chapter of Revelation? I want your eyes to open up. I want you to see what's happening and what's getting ready to happen in this last day and time. Amen. The Antichrist is on the scene, and you need to open your eyes and see these things. Amen. What's going on? That there'll be a nation, I believe a nation that will be so sick, and somebody is going to be the answer to the nation. It will be almost dead, and they're going to bring it back to life. And the whole world is going to follow them. Now, read it. Read it for yourself. Amen. Read it for yourself. And that's going to put saints, oh, my God, we're really going to be in trouble, because they're going to come against the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're going to try to make the whole world worship them. It's going to be, I think, a person. And I think they're gonna want the whole world to worship them. I believe that. And to call their name out all the time. Amen. And they're gonna say that they got the solution to the problem. That I alone can fix it. Amen. That's arrogance in the first degree. They're gonna look proud. You'll find that over in Proverbs, write it down.